House Bill 1198, please. House Bill 1198 is to include records of the County Weed and Pest Board with certain records maintained by the Register of Deeds related to real property. Representative Frisley, are you going to offer that?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Representative Art Frisley from District 6. When I first started in the legislature, I served on a local government committee, so it's good to be back in front of you again. What we have here this morning is House Bill 1198, and it comes to us because of problems that the county weed and pest boards have been having when an enforcement has been placed upon the land and an owner sells this parcel of land and he does not inform the buyer about this enforcement. An enforcement is when they are not controlling their weeds and have been given a warning, and then the enforcement means that the county will come along and take care of those weeds until such a time that the weeds are under control and put this on his taxes. Presently, there is no requirement to record any legal action by a weed and pest board on the land title. The land that is under enforcement may be sold without the buyer's knowledge and that there is an enforcement on it. The only time an enforcement is done on the land is after the owner has refused to control the infestation of weeds voluntarily. Only the state or local noxious weeds or pest may be on this enforcement. The only weed infestation that would be listed are the ones that are found sufficiently severe to request control, and then only after the landowner has failed to do it voluntarily. This bill would also help ensure that heavily infestations of lands is not sold without the buyer's knowledge. I appreciate you deferring this from Tuesday till today so that Chairman of the State Weed Board, Scott Guffey, could come and explain things a little better than I. I'd just like to run by you that we had the people over at the Ag Department and the Secretary of Ag help us prepare this bill. We took the bill before the Association of Realtors. They did not have any heartburn with it. They were okay with it. And then we sent it down to the governor, and the governor didn't have any problems with the bill. So we would appreciate any favorable consideration, and I'll stand by for some questions at the appropriate time if there are some. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any other proponents? Would you take a seat and identify yourself, please, and the organization with whom you work?
I'm Scott Guffey, representing South Coast Association of Weed and Pest Supervisors and Pennington County Weed and Pest Board.
And son of Dwight?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm also the current Pennington County Weed and Pest Supervisor. We do support this bill on a variety of reasons. One, it'll be a education tool for the unknowing buyer buying any real estate property. If there is a weed enforcement on that property, whether they be a out-of-state prospective buyer or a local buyer that's not aware of our state and local weed and pest laws, or whether it's a someone that is familiar with the laws, but it's in the wintertime or whenever when the weeds can't be seen, they're not buying something that's infested with a state or local declared pest or weed. It helps us out if that property is sold and we do have a current enforcement on that property. It'll notify us that the property has changed hands and we can go contact the prospective buyers in the future on that property if there continues to be a problem. Also, Representative Frisley kind of alluded to the process of what we go through. Us as weed supervisors try to avoid doing the full-blown enforcements. It's just a lot of work and a lot of time that's put in on a full-blown enforcement. You got to gather your weed board together. They got to sign off the enforcement and all that good stuff. We try to stop them at the voluntary process when we send out the voluntary notice. If it's known to the landowner that this will be registered on the property, it'll probably give them some extra incentives to clean up the property themselves, rather than going to full enforcement. So on average, we probably send out 80 volunteer letters. We don't do a lot of enforcements as it is. We probably do 5 a year, so it's not a lot, like a lot of enforcements we register at the Register Deeds office. I also spoke with our Register Deeds yesterday with Pennington County, and I said, would this be any problem if this bill passed? And she said, no, it'd just be another piece of paper that they'd have to file, so it's not like it'd be extra amount of work for them. So.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Guffey. We'll hold questions until the end here. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents on House Bill 1198? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, Representative Frisley, do you have anything that you'd like to add? Yeah, do take the chair, please.
Representative Art Frisley, just would like to say that this the controlling of the noxious weeds in South Dakota is a severe problem, and this is a tool that we're going to put would like to put in the county weed and pest board hand to keep a continuous control of the weeds that may break down if the new owner is not aware of it. So would appreciate your favorable consideration.
Thank you. We'll close now to public testimony and open to committee questions. Are there any questions for anyone? Representative Marshall.
I have a question. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess Mr. Guffey, or if you wouldn't mind, my question is, I'm understanding how this is going to get on, but I'm not understanding how it gets off. The problem is taken care of. How do you
clear
the record, so
Mr.
to speak?
Guffey, let her finish.
Okay,
please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, how do you clear the record? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the next bill, the 1199, will address that problem. It's been procedure whenever County Weed and Pest Board does an enforcement on a property that they set guidelines that they have to meet to be in compliance with what the board wants them to do. And once that is met, they do an abatement on the property. So I believe 1199 will address that. It's been kind of standard procedure. It just hasn't been law that once the County Weed Board does the abatement, then we'll file that with the property as well.
Any more questions, Representative Marshall?
Just to follow up. Okay, I'm looking at 1199, and it says the board will terminate the resolution. Is that then something that is going to be filed also as a permanent record?
Yes, as I understand it, it would be. Any official actions that are done by the weed board would then be filed with the Register of Deeds, and this would be an official action by the board on a specific property, so then it would be filed.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from anyone? Representative Howey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for Mr. Guffey.
Please.
Is it correct to assume then that currently you do not have the authority to file a document on a piece of property with regard to weed and pest control?
Not by state law. If your local Register of Deeds is willing to do it, they will. But in Hamlin County, where Representative Frisley had referred to this problem, the local county weed and pest supervisor went to his Register of Deeds to see if they would file it, and they, for whatever reason, said she wouldn't do it. So this just makes it a mandatory step that the weed boards has to do and the Register of Deeds.
Follow up, Mr.
Please.
I'm curious, is something related to on the previous question regarding how do you get it off. Would you object to an amendment that followed the last word of that bill that says that directs you to file such termination so that it's followed?
No, I think that would be a good idea. I think that'd be a a good amendment.
Yeah. For clarification, are you talking about this bill or the next bill?
I'm talking about 1199, where it says that the board will terminate the resolution, but it doesn't specifically, at least in my view, deal with the filing of it.
Representative Marshall and Fred are talking about that right now.
Okay. So. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions from anyone? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Guffey. Stick around for 99, if you would, please. We will close then to questions from the committee and open to committee discussion and or action. Representative Cutler, you look like you're just anxious to say something.
Take that lead, Mr. Chairman, and move to pass House Bill 1198.
And seconded by Representative Rounds. Discussion on those on that issue. Seeing none, we will close to the discussion then, and we will vote. Those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, vote nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Cutler?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Gassman?
Aye.
Hanks?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Kroger?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Browns?
Aye.
Sigistad?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Torno?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye. I have 13 yeas, 0 nays. That'll go to the floor with a due pass. Representative Rounds.
Move consent.
I think there's somebody opposed to that. That'd be me. Let me explain why I'm doing that, and not just to speed or to lengthen out the afternoon's session, but I think that that's a complicated issue and it needs to be explained on the floor. And I think you throw that into the consent calendar and then it's going to be pulled off the consent calendar. Mm-hmm. And I think Representative Frisley should have the opportunity to explain it very briefly on the floor and it'll pass then. So, having said all of that and that it is passed 13-0,